Hello?
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return the call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
How may I assist you?
Yeah, I had called and I had been putting in my claims for 4 weeks now. And the lady kept saying that I had reported income for the other 3 weeks, but I only reported income for the first week. And then they told me to call this number. So it and that's where I'm at now. It just said for if you want to call back, instead of holding on, I just gave my number.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
It's 419-133-896.
So have you checked your claim as Porter?
I checked the portal last night. It said new, and then today it says something about issue or something that issues up. And then when I called the number, it said the issue was because I had reported income, but I double checked it Sunday morning, Saturday night. I double checked it to make sure that it was like no income reported, and you're still saying the same thing.
Okay, can you please go to your claimant's portal for me, please? You do not. I'm going to get
Yeah.
out of this.
Oof. Okay, let me see. Let me open up the browser.
Okay.
Don't know why it's going slow. It just say just a moment.
Okay.
Let me check my other computer and see if it go faster. What's the
Ma'am.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, there you go. Wait a minute. Let's see, it's almost coming up. I don't know what why it's going over. 3 8 9. Okay, here you go.
Okay, on the claim report, it says, what is my claim status? Can you read that? Start at the beginning of the paragraph and read that to me, please.
Claim portal. Okay. It's you talking about where it say what is?
What is my claim status?
It said no action needed. No action needed right now. Your claim is active, and you have already filed your weekly certification for last week, 7/6/2024. Next week, you would need to file your weekly certification anytime between midnight Central Time on Sunday, 7/14, and 5 p.m. Central Time on Friday, 7/19/20. Check back here at the time for further instruction. Then it said there are pending issues stopping payment on your claim.
Okay. So up above there where it says, what is my claim status? Do you see the words home and claim and update info?
Uh-huh.
Click on where it says claim and then click on the word issues.
Okay. Then it's got issue stopping payment. It's a non-separation issue denied. Separation issue pending. Account review pending.
Because it should, whatever it's telling you, should go be able to go right across there. It should give you information about what's going on.
Oh, it just say a non-separation issue was established based on information you provided when you filed your claim or weekly certification. The non-separation issue will be used to ensure you meet other eligibility requirements for unemployment that relates to your reason of separation. We will contact you via phone letter if additional information is needed from you. For more information about non-separation issues and non-separation eligibility requirements, please call for other benefits, rights, and responsibilities located here. It seemed like it's got stuff in there when I had filed, like, in 2016, when I was on a leave instead of being, you know, separated, laid off. It seemed like it still got the same information in here from then.
Okay, it may do, but the very thing at the top, that's talking about your present claim. Okay, what is your, may I have it for verify your social security number for security purpose?
419-133-896, but they hadn't sent me a letter or they hadn't allowed me to appeal nothing because they, I mean, when I hit on appeal and it has nothing on there, so I'm trying to find out what's going on so I can go on with the next step because I need some money. I've been out of money like a whole month and bills are still coming in.
And I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I know everybody goes through that. Yep. Okay. That very first one, that's pertaining to your current situation. All that else may have pertaining, but your claimant's portal has the most updated information. Because the only thing, the next step I was going to tell you is contact the inquiry department. You're seeing exactly what the inquiry department is going to be seeing.
It's what you said. We said non-separation issue was established. Like, what is the non-separation? They said that I ain't separated from the job.
That I don't have the answer to that information. Like I said, we're just the claims owner. You know, if you think status about your claim, only the inquiry department is going to be able to answer those questions. It seems like there's some issue. Read that back to me again. I'm sorry.
It just said a non-separation issue was established based on your information you provided. It said information from me that I provided when I filed my claim or weekly certification. It said a non-separation issue will be used to ensure you meet other eligibility requirements for unemployment not related to your reason for separation. It said we will contact you via phone or letter if additional information is needed from you. It said for more information about non-separation issues and non-separation eligibility requirements, please see part four of the benefits, right? This looked like something that was from 2016, the still in system. It has nothing to do with
Have you checked that and see if that's the same or you just saying it looked like it is?
It's the same thing that they were saying in 2016 because I had took a leave of absence. They said if you have a date that when you coming back to work, you can't file unemployment compensation. But this time it's not like that. It's different. It's laid off with no date of return. So do they have a number for that, or is that the number that you have to call after 5 p.m.?
That you have to call, contact the inquiry department, or you can submit a ticket.
How do you submit a ticket?
You can submit a ticket by going to the website.
Mhm. I'm on the website now.
Okay. Okay. You're looking for a box that says request/provide claim information.
Is that on the main website?
It's on the adol.alabama.gov website.
Okay, that's where I'm logged out. Permit. Let me see if I can type in the website. It's www.adol. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when was you out on leave, on maternity leave?
No, that was 2016.
No,
now it's just laid off. This is like the same stuff that was still in the system in 2016.
No, like I say, all of this information, that's the most updated information. So I'm quite sure this is your current situation right here.
But they're sending some information that I submitted that I did not, when I called the lady said that I reported I had income this week, and I didn't report that I had income this week.
Okay.
Or last week, or the week before. I double checked it this time before I hit submit.
But does this?
What is
Go ahead.
What is that website again?
adol.alabama.gov. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it's report fraud, contest employer online service, request provide claim information.
Yes. You see a box that says that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just
weekly certification problems, submit requested document, update personal information, get the card inquiry. Okay. Because I can't make I just have to claim an ID. Is that your social security number?
No, on your letter, you should have a claim. Your claim ID is on your letter.
Okay. Only letter I got was saying that I was monetarily eligible. So it's on here.
You claim it that any letter that they send, they have your claim ID on it. Mm-hmm.
Claim ID. So it's a claimant ID. Okay, I'll take care of it when I get out of the shower. I was in the middle of the shower. Okay, thanks.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay, bye.